Park City Education Foundation Associate Director Jennifer Billow says the Excellent Educator Award was started 22 years ago by Jim Doelney, a Park City local. His children attended Park City schools, and now his grandchildren are students here. His mother was a teacher, and he wanted to celebrate her profession by acknowledging excellent teachers. Deer Valley has helped to sponsor the award for the past 6 years. Billow says the event is pure joy and is one of the best days of the year for her organization.
It's a super feel-good day. We cried. My kids' kindergarten teacher at Parley's Park, Lana Youngberg, she was the winner there. And, of course, all my kids are in college now. So I cried because that was super meaningful to me. And she's retiring this year. So, you know, what a great send-off for Mrs. Youngberg.
Billow says her favorite moment of the entire day was when another Park City School District graduate, now a college graduate and living and working in Salt Lake, surprised his former kindergarten teacher.
Yes. So Andrew Sear, who's 25 now, was in her very first kindergarten class at Parley's Park. And he's graduated from college. He was a film student major, and he is now working on here in Utah, and he's working on Yellowstone, actually, the TV show that's being filmed. So he's living in Salt Lake. So his mom called him and said, "You won't believe who's winning. Can you come up?" And so he did. And so he was up there with, you know, all the people giving the speeches and the flowers and the balloons, and she didn't know who he was. And she turned, and it finally dawned on her who it was, and the look on her face was priceless.
Ninth grade science teacher Megan McKenna won the Excellence Award for Treasure Mountain Junior High School.
I feel like I'm in shock. I was so surprised. I really didn't think I would ever win something like this. So, yeah, I guess I'm mostly just shocked. I feel like I'm always annoying people at school. Yeah, it was a really great honor. I'm so grateful for the people that I work with. It's really nice to be recognized. I know there's so many people at my school that are just as, if not more so, deserving. But I really do appreciate the recognition.
McKenna says winning the award was completely unexpected, and her family and students made it especially emotional.
Oh, they were adorable. They were right. They just applauded when I came back in the room. They all stood up and applauded, and then all day long, every class that came in and kids stopped by, and it meant so much to me because you normally don't get to hear those sort of things from students. So it was really nice for them to congratulate me. And then my whole family came out of the hiding, and I couldn't believe it. My little sister just got into town, and I had no idea she was going to be there. So,
Billow says the day turns into a district-wide celebration.
The other thing that's cool about that day is every single teacher or staff person who received a comment or a vote, we put that nomination into an envelope, and it goes into their staff mailboxes. So later that day, even if you didn't win, if you received a nomination, you will get that nomination and that comment. And it's this real joy of celebrating teachers for the whole day. Every single teacher also gets a Deer Valley Resort summer lift ticket as just, you know, kind of a special extra thing. We bring cake for the whole staff. So great that the teachers know how much they're appreciated here and how much the community really supports our teachers and education.
Park City High School math teacher Eric Janes won the Sarah and Stephen Doelney Award. The Excellence in Education Awards go to special education teacher Vanessa Job from Trailside Elementary, McPolin Elementary counselor Amy Vanover, music teacher Cheryl McDonald from Jeremy Ranch Elementary, and kindergarten teacher Lana Youngberg from Parley's Park Elementary School. Winners in the upper grades include instructional coach Ginny Etheridge from Ecker Hill Middle School and history teacher Paula Baltzen from Park City High School. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.